Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, you're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. What is up, Star Fam? Good to be with you tonight. Have an awesome show tonight and lined up and some really cool news stories to go over. Thanks for joining us. Starseed Energy Radio, you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. And as always, I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, August 19th, 2011. And again, another great week of really important news articles coming out to the public, and also Earth changes going on and some other amazing things that have been happening. So we'll get into that later in the show. And like I said, joining me tonight and always, always a great pleasure to talk to are the children of today. I have Iris joining us tonight, who is 11, Michael, who is 13, and Niana, who is 8 years old. And these are the crystalline children that are reincarnated here on the planet right now to help with the shift and help spread awareness and help bring light in to harness some heavy light for the changes that are occurring now and also the changes that are coming. So we're going to get to speak to them a little later on the show, but first to the news, my favorite part, always updating people with the stories and profound things that are happening all over the planet that are generally hidden from us or not reported here because of the media and how it's influenced by our government and everything else. But this first article is awesome. If I had a drum roll I could play, I would play a drum roll. And the headline goes, "Science confirms life after death exists." Woo! This is an awesome article. I'm going to read a little bit from the article. A group of British scientists, including two astrophysicists, a thermodynamicist, and other professional researchers, are conducting experiments in solving complex equations that they believe furnish conclusive and irrefutable proof of human survival of bodily death. He and his colleagues' series of discoveries involving mathematical equations and physical experiments, when taken together, furnish empirical evidence that makes an extremely strong case for continuing after-death survival of the human psyche. The group has come to regard that continuation as the functioning of a natural, universal law, the study of which is strictly a branch of chemistry, physics, and mathematics, rather than an article of religious faith. The scientific approach to a study which here therefore has been discovered and discussed mainly as a function of theology is stirring lively debate not only in Britain but worldwide. The assertion that immortality is conferred on a humankind through natural law alone rather than by an all-powerful monotheistic God is awakening interest and triggering penetrating questions from the general public, including churchgoers, as they become more fully informed about prospects for continuing existence beyond the transition known as death. Why is this article so important? Well, it just hit on the head right there. For all the religious people that have a type of God in the religion or something that will judge them if they're going to heaven or not, just got thrown out the window. Now, this goes back to where I talked about on the show about 8 months ago, where the head archaeologist in Egypt also admitted that the pyramids were not built by humans or just by humans, and that underneath the Great Pyramid is something not of this world. It also goes back to about 2 months ago where I reported on the show where NASA had gotten the conclusion from their time-space experiment, Einstein's experiment, that the time and there is a time and space vortex around our planet, which is woven together as a fabric, creates a fourth dimension. So NASA just admitted a few months ago that there is not just our dimension, but there is a fourth dimension and probably many others. Now, for most of our listeners that are hearing this show already know that there are multiple dimensions because of out-of-body experiences or astral traveling or tapping into those energies and experiencing those things. We know that there are multiple dimensions. But it is so good to hear that science confirms life after death exists. Well, thank you, science. Even though most of us have known for years or even lifetimes that there is life after death, as most people will talk about in a near-death experience or after-death experience, people cross over, they experience the other side, they experience quote-unquote heaven, they come back and they tell us about it. That stuff is real. It's good to see an article. And this is the ammunition, people. This is the stuff you can use to send your family, send your friends, send the naysayers on this, because we are becoming the dominant population in this. Spirituality is on the rise. People are becoming awakened. People are becoming aware of the shift. And as this speeds up, as we get closer over the next couple years, people like us talking about this stuff is going to become more and more normal. As in the older generations that are scared to talk about this stuff because people call them crazy or this and that. To me, this is some of the best news I've ever heard. When I first heard that my soul originated outside of the Milky Way from another universe or star system, that was the most exciting news I ever heard, because at the time that I heard it or found that out, I had experienced out-of-body experience, and I had experiences where when I heard this, it resonated with me, and I knew it as to be truth. So this is some of the best news, and you need to share it with people. holding on to this information and holding on to this knowledge, especially at times like this, is not the way it's supposed to be. So spread these articles, spread this radio, spread truth, whatever you want to do, but get active. The article does continue. It says, the researcher's premise is that certain recent mathematical discoveries combined with results of in-depth exploration of physics and quantum mechanics, which we've talked about a lot in the show, now furnish verification for many previous well-documented scientific experiments dealing with what has been previously known as psychic phenomenon. These experiments were and are being conducted by various research groups from the late 19th century down to the present day, and all have a common thread. Each features repeated appearances by and communication with entities from the next level of existence who have experienced the event known as death, and yet maintain consciousness, remain articulate, and sometimes become visible on the physical level. At times, these visitors from etheric realms can be touched, felt, and even held tightly by incarnate humans. Fully authenticated and documented, visits from living family members, friends, and researchers have long proven the reality of these manifestations. But their cause and origin has remained inexplicable in the context of, here therefore, known laws of physics. However, many of the questionings and questions related to these phenomenons have been answered by the British researchers, and ongoing exploration continues. That's what's up. That's what's up. And you could find this all over the planet for hundreds and hundreds of years, these different types of experiments where things have moved or words were written down or things like that. It's common sense. This show is about common sense. Look at it. You think all these people, thousands of people are lying for all hundreds of years that they're seeing voices or seeing ghosts or seeing UFOs. There's millions of Americans, over 2 million Americans in the past, over the last 100 years, have reported seeing a UFO. And that's reported. Can you imagine how many more Americans have seen UFOs that don't report it? It's like, come on, all these people are telling lies? Grow up. Time to awaken. Simply put, the British investigative groups contend that these appearances of the contacts with deceased persons are manifestations of natural physical laws, the validity of which has been proven by recent and startling discoveries in mathematics and quantum physics. These are fields of study directly related to the structure and behavior of electrons, protons, neutrons, and other subatomic particles. So basically, for all the non-truth believers and have stuff that always questioned the other side, this is an awesome article. Get it out there. Moving on, NASA reports first evidence of flowing water on Mars. NASA scientists announced yesterday that they had found the first evidence of flowing water on Mars. The evidence gathered by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter would be the first discovery of active liquid water on the ground on the red planet. Really cool article. Check it out. We've always been told that there's no water on these planets and whatever else they told us in school. We are now finding out that all of this, most of it, is not true or has been purposely kept from us learning about it. Also, another article that I'll post up on the website, starseedenergyradio.com, talks about how our Earth first, originally, 100 million years ago, had two moons until that moon crashed into the much larger one. And that's also a cool article I'll post up. IBM has unveiled a new experimental computer chip that it says mimics the human brain and that it perceives, acts, and even thinks. At first, it might sound cool, but let's think of a movie called RoboCop and Terminator. Okay, check those out. Let me read that again. IBM has unveiled a new experimental computer chip that it says mimics the human brain and that it perceives, acts, and even thinks. In terms, the machines built with these chips, cognitive computers, claiming that they are able to learn through and building this new generation of chips. IBM combined principles of nanoscience, neuroscience, and supercomputing. It has been awarded $21 million by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, that's our government, guys, for the next phase for the project, which it terms Systems of Neuromorphic Adaptive Plastic Scalable Electronics, called the Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E. So, of course, right away, our government is, here you go, $12.7 million, let's, or $21 million, let's fund this thing, DARPA. These chips are another significant step in the evolution of computers from calculators to learning systems, signaling the beginning of a new generation of computers and their applications in business, science, and government. IBM states that the chips, while certainly not biological, are inspired by the architecture of the human brain in their design. Digital silicon circuits make up what it terms the neurosynaptic core. They can find patterns, generate ideas, and understand the outcomes. Okay, so let me get this straight. You're making a human thinking computer chip. You don't think that when you activate these guys, they're going to figure out what the humans are doing to the planet? That sounds like a total self-destruct experiment to me. And when these computers figure out what we're doing to their planet, and then they, like in Terminator, would seem themselves as to be possibly extinct by humans, who knows what could happen. But why are you making, you know, understanding, thinking, perceiving microchips? For what? For what? I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Another thing about microchips. This one titles Superman's Memory Crystals May Become Reality in Computers. Computers may soon be saving their data onto hard drives made of glass, following research by British scientists who have developed a way of storing information similar to the memory crystals seen in Superman's films. Researchers at the Southampton University use lasers to rearrange the atoms in pieces of glass, turning it into a new type of computer memory. This glass is far more stable and resilient than current types of hard drive memory, which are also crystals, quartz crystals, which have a limited lifespan of a couple decades and are vulnerable to high temperatures. This process changes the way light travels through the glass, creating whirlpools of polarized light that can then be read in much the same way as data in optical fibers. Now, if you ask me how that works, I have no clue. It sounds really complicated, but another human changing atoms of another material here on the planet to store information. Another way of tweaking out our ecosystem or tweaking out some of the materials and elements here of the Earth to fit our needs. Probably not a good thing, but hey, if they want to use a piece of glass for a hard drive, what the heck? We'll probably find out in a year or two that it took down our electromagnetic field around the planet. Who knows? Spacecraft sees solar storm engulf Earth. Now, this article is awesome. It talks about just how small our planet really is in terms of our sun and what it gives off. For the first time, a spacecraft far from Earth has turned and watched a solar storm engulf our planet. The film released today during NASA's press conference has galvanized solar physicists who say it would lead up to an important advances in space and weather forecasting. The movie sent chills down my spine, says Greg DeForest of the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. It shows a CME swelling into our enormous wall of plasma and then washing over the tiny blue speck of Earth where we live on. I felt very small. CMEs are billion-ton clouds of solar plasma launched by the same explosions that spark solar flares. When they sweep past our planet, they can cause auroras, radiation storms, and in extreme case power outages. Tracking these clouds and predicting their arrival is an important part of space weather forecasting. I don't see how they can ever pick up when the Earth is when the sun is going to release one of these things, because you would need some sort of things near the Earth, I would imagine, to pick up the signals and whatnot. So it's probably not going to happen, but hey, good luck to them. Two other articles that trail behind it that I found are Sun Unleashes Largest Solar Flare in Years and NOAA, N-O-A-A, Severe Solar Storms Could Paralyze Earth This Decade. And we've been talking about this for a while, these huge solar storms. As we get closer to 2012 and these alignments start aligning up and the electromagnetic fields start dissipating even more and the North Pole is heading towards Russia and all these things, Earth changes are happening, more and more of these things are going to happen as well. And if you're thinking in terms, can the grid go off? The answer is yes. The grid can go off and probably will go off. These solar storms are set to increase as we get closer to 2012. And that has been warned by NASA and scientists all over the world. So pay attention to it. Prepare best you can. And it's always good to have food, water, things like that available and stocked and ready, because these things are happening. This is live. This is really happening, and you need to pay attention to this stuff. And with that, I'm going to end the update and news, all good stories this week and all fun stuff to pay attention to. With that, I'm going to cut to break and play another track, and after that, we will be talking with our first guest, Michael. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a little House Nation.
know, y'all, the time has come for us to unite as one. Somebody ought to say amen. The time is now for us as a people to take a stand. No more war, let there be peace. No more pain, let there be joy. No more hatred, let there be love. Love, I said love. Love from the heart and soul. Let your emotions go, set yourself free, free in the music. Come on, let the music take you there. You know that universal language we all can understand.
Come together. Come together.
Everybody, come together.
Come together.
Come on.
Come together.
And welcome back. That was a sample from House Nation America, and that's Little Louis Vega. That song was Music, and the first track I played at the beginning of the show was Elements of Life. It's an awesome, awesome album. And now joining me on the show, we have Michael from upstate New York. And I met Michael about 2 months ago when I was up there with Mario and Pancho. And Michael was an amazing, amazing kid that I'd met, and definitely as soon as I talked to him, wanted to have him on the show. So, Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So first tell us, how's everything going up in New York? How's your summer going? How have you been, handling your time? What you've been up to?
Oh, it's been great, but it's going by really fast. I've been with friends and family, and we've went up to our lake a whole bunch of times.
And, that's always fun.
Yeah, we have some friends up there and just swim and play soccer.
That's awesome. We talked about that the other day. I love soccer. It's a great sport. I think it's the best sport on the planet. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's what's up. Cool. Now, let's talk about some things that we talked about when we were up there, and let's go into, the shift 2012, what's happening. What do you feel? What do you think about the 2012 shift? What's going on? What do you feel personally?
It's like... there's a lot of changes, and it's feeling good so far, but I've been, getting into a lot of, new friendships, and a few of my, old good friends have been, going away, I guess. We're, finding new interests, and new people are coming, into my life.
Yeah, and that's happening a lot of people that we thought our friends or whatever are getting out of our life, and we're having all these new people come into our life to really balance us out. And how's your intuition been about your gut feeling about things that are coming up and the shift of what's happening?
I think it's a lot stronger. Lately, I've been thinking a lot more about what's going to happen, with the earth and everything.
And so you've noticed lately that your just intuition, your gut instinct, you think something and it appears 10 minutes later, that has been speeding up?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Think of something, and sometimes I'll see a commercial about it on TV or something.
And that's exactly it. The more you tap into that energy and manifest, our thoughts are our manifestations. So that's awesome that you're aware of that, and you could pick up that as we get closer to the shift, your intuitiveness is also speeding up, and it's also getting better.
Yeah, thank you. I think so.
Now, yeah, how do you feel about, keeping the earth clean?
I think it's, really important to, try to help the earth, recycling and simple things like that, because there's, a bunch of people who just, throw out plastic and something that can, easily be returned and then turned into something else. And there's one thing I'm concerned about. It's called hydraulic fracturing. It's been going on in Pennsylvania, and there's just a bunch of disasters have been happening, and I think that if it happens in New York, that there could be problems with our water and air.
Absolutely. Tell everyone exactly what is fracking.
It's a process to get natural gas out of the ground, because where we live there's Marcellus Shale, and the gas companies try to drill deep underground to get the gas out, and I think it's an unsafe process because there's lots of harmful chemicals involved. And when they try to get the chemicals back out, only some come out, and the rest remain in the ground. And over time, I think that it would get to our water supplies.
Absolutely, and that's one of the concerns that you guys had when we were up there is the waters, because the waters are so important up there, and that this fracking dumps all these chemicals and all these toxins not only into the earth but also into the water. How do you think people should be responsible for this?
Well, we could, people could get in groups of people if they're against it and talk to government, like their governor, and they could go to meetings or have picket signs. And at the meetings, they would hear like both sides of the story and then be able to share why they're against it. And they can learn new reasons. And they can watch like DVDs teaching them the dangers of fracking.
That's right. So you're saying is for them to get more involved in a community group organization or do something to take action to stop the fracking because it's so damaging to the planet. Yeah, and what do you think about our listeners can do that you think to help clean up the earth and the planet at the same time? What's like a simple thing that you do on like a daily basis that they could also do?
They could recycle and they could go to their park nearby their house and just pick up like cans and bottles and recycle them. That's a pretty easy thing because my neighbor goes around every morning and picks up bottles and cans and recycles them. And they could just pray for the pray for like everything to work out because I've been doing that, like, so that if they do drill for gas, that everything is safe and they can find a different responsible way that would be easy and safe for people.
That's awesome, and that's so powerful what you just said, is that you pray for everything to be all right. And why is it so important to meditate and pray and ask for these things?
Because it can manifest and then happen.
That's what's up. That's right. That's right. That's exactly it. And to talk about like crystals and stuff like that, do you feel energy from crystals? Do you have crystals that you use yourself or have around your house?
Yeah, we have quartz crystal and rose quartz, and I just love stones, bloodstones and quartz crystals.
And do you have any stones of your own that you have in your room or that you keep on you?
Yeah, I got a bunch in my room. I have a few bloodstones and amethyst. And,
nice.
Quartz and I think a tiger's eye.
Oh, awesome. So you got a nice little collection there. And what did you think when I was in town with Mario and Pancho? What was your feeling around Pancho, the crystal skull?
It was really cool. I could feel like all the good energy around and everything.
And when you saw all the people and blessing the waters and doing that stuff and all the spiritual, you know, ceremonies and stuff that we did, how do you think your friends and stuff think about that? Like most of the people, what do you think they would think about that?
Some people would be really into it, and others could think it's kind of weird because they're not as, like, educated about it.
Exactly. You said it right there, because if you educate the people, this stuff is pretty much easy to understand if you have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And before we go, say if you could tell our listeners one thing to help them keep motivated and to help them keep up their spirit every day, like a slogan. Give our listeners a slogan or one-line sentence for them to, you know, to do good by.
Send the light to everyone and all things.
That's awesome. That's what's up. Send the light to everyone and all things. And you heard it live from Michael from upstate New York. And Michael, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And I will talk to you and your mom and dad soon. So thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Jonah.
All right, awesome. And with that, we're going to have on our next guest. And her name is Iana Rose. And I met Iana Rose and her mother about a month ago at a Evolver meeting and event here up in Asheville, North Carolina. And just to tell you a little bit about Iana Rose, she's 8 years old. She has had 3 years of Waldorf school and now will be homeschooled this year. And she loves horses, all animals, and the earth, of course. She eats vegetarian and organic food. And she has taken violin lessons, but recently decided she likes fiddling better. So now she plays the fiddle because she's faster and it's more fun for her. And she has helped the family with their essential oils business, which we're going to talk about. And since she was old enough to even talk or walk, she helped out with that. And only uses all natural remedies to stay healthy. So that is an awesome, awesome, powerful little girl, Iana Rose. And Iana, are you on the line with us?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. And let's talk about, what do you think about the animals and the earth?
Well, the earth is a beautiful thing, and the animals always, you know, that everyone has its, you know, life, and it's beautiful to give the animal its life and to not destroy its life, and, you know, every animal has a purpose on the earth and everything.
That's right, and it's all combined with an ecosystem which all works together, and that's why it's so important. What do you think about life on Earth?
I think life is a beautiful thing, and, you know, everybody should be giving their lives and be able to have their lives as a precious thing.
Absolutely. And what do you think about people that are like damaging the earth and polluting the earth? What can we do to help the earth right now?
What we can do is just do our very best and, you know, do what we think is right, and it's up to us what we think.
That's exactly it. That's a perfect answer, because so many people, you know, don't think what they think is right, and it's all about us becoming aware of our mastery and stepping into that mastery and taking action, because every single one of us has to take action. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's very good. Yes.
Absolutely, because only all together we can co-create a new earth and live in harmony. So what do you think about people, like how they should be treating the earth and the animals on it?
I think they should be treating the animals very well, and they shouldn't be killing all of them or anything, you know, except, you know, for, like, people, you know, like Lakota Indians, you know, they always used the animals sparingly. They used every part of the animal, the bones for flutes and everything.
That's right. All indigenous tribes did that, and that is so important. Do you think we can get back to that? Do you think we could live like the Indians did?
I don't know. We might not be able to change their minds, or we might, you know, so many people don't understand. They should be understanding.
Yeah, but it's hard for a lot of people to understand these types of things. We understand that. How do you think people should, like take care of their homes, like energy efficiency and self-sustainable? Like, how should people heat their homes?
Well, they should use solar power as a very, you know, wonderful thing. And there's a lot of other things. I could just go on and on, but I won't mention them here.
Okay. All right, and tell us about, we just talked about Michael with this, we talked about the fracking that's going on, because I met you also when I was up in New York about 2 months ago, and I was up there with Mario and Pancho, and I said I met you at an Evolver meeting, but that was the next girl we have on, so I'm sorry for that, but while we're there, we talked about the hydrofracking that's going on. What is hydrofracking? What's going on with that?
Well, they drill down deep in the ground, and it pollutes people's water, and some of the water can even, if they can light their water with a match and it's on fire. So there's explosions, and it's just a horrible thing.
Absolutely. So it definitely damages the eco-environment, and that's something that we're focusing on is getting word out about hydrofracking because it's destroying communities because it's polluting the airs, the waters, and the earth.
Yeah, and it also destroys the air a lot. You know, people have to wear masks, and, you know, people's gotten killed and everything. It's just a bad thing.
Absolutely, not cool. And how do you and your family use like essential oils to stay healthy?
We some of the oils like peppermint or thiazide is good, you know, in case you have like a bellyache or something, and for, you know, if you have like a headache or a migraine, you know, peppermint is really good, and lemon and lavender is a good mix for that, and, you know, lots of ways you can use them.
That's awesome, because I know your father is a doctor, and your mother also works with these all, you know, natural oils, and that's a big part of your life, and you've been dealing with that since as you could walk and talk. So that's a very important message. If you could give our listeners a message about oils, what would you say to them?
I would say that, you know, the best way to get started is, you know, if they hear about any, you know, like meetings or, you know, anything like that, or events, they should go to it and be it, and then they can, that's a good start, you know, there, you know, there'll be people there that can help them if they want to, you know, learn more about the oils, so that's a good start for them.
Awesome, so attend some groups or find some places that have meetings about oils or get involved with people that know more about them, like your mother and you. Awesome. Now, let me ask you, like, how do you feel about the whole shift that's going on, you know, with these energies that are coming into the planet? How is that affecting you? What do you notice? Do you notice anything?
The air has changed. The water has changed. You know, we have a pipeline, you know, pretty close, you know, like, you know, only like 2 or 3 miles away from our house. And, you know, like ever since that was going on, you know, our water has, you know, the TDS has been bad, and our water hasn't been tasting the best, so we had to get a filter.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're talking about you've noticed in your area because of the fracking and stuff that the pollution and stuff has gotten bad, and you've noticed it yourself.
Even if it's like a few miles away, it can still get in. You know, because water travels and everything, so, you know, it can still
absolutely
get into people's water even a few miles away.
Now, when we were up in New York, me and Mario, and you had a chance to see Pancho, how did you feel around Pancho, the crystal skull, and Mario, how was that for you?
I think Pancho knows a lot about the hydrofracking, I think Pancho has a great deal of intelligence and everything. So, you know, he could also educate people.
Absolutely. That's part of being around him. How did you feel when you're around Pancho? Did you notice an energy shift, or how did you feel?
For some reason, after I felt sort of like a little maybe dizzy or something.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I think they're like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah, it's a lot of heavy energy to feel all at once. And
yeah, and Pancho also talked to me like a few times. One time he was everything he told me, I just didn't make sense to me. Like, one, he was trying, Mario said that he was a dolphin skull, and he loves to be on the beach and the water and everything, and I heard him, he was trying to really tell me that, you know, Mario was sort of, like, right about he is a dolphin skull. Like, he was saying, like, you know, I am a dolphin skull, sort of, you know.
Oh.
Chanting.
That's... that's awesome. You could communicate with Pancho and other things. And do you see auras around people? Can you tell people's auras and colors?
Well, it depends. When I was with Pancho, I could definitely see people's auras. Yes, their outlines and everything. I could definitely see some people's auras when I was with Pancho.
Got you. So when the energies are strong in certain situations, it enhances your abilities. It's like when a lot of us get together, we vibrate higher to higher frequency, and we could start tapping in and using our energies more.
Right.
And let me also ask you, like, do you have any experiences with, like, ever seeing ghosts or UFOs or spirits talking to you, nature spirits, fairies, anything like that?
I've definitely had my intuition telling me things.
There you go. Because sometimes the younger crystalline kids like yourself all have different abilities. We all do. Some are just tuned in more.
One time I also saw a fairy. It was, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was a fairy because they show up in all different ways. But the way I saw this one was it was a sparkle. It was a white cross, crossed, and it just floated off into the mist.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I saw
and that,
it.
Right, that's right.
That's
right. I believe you did, and that's what's so important about listening to you kids is because you guys are the leaders of tomorrow, which is right around the corner. So it's very important to listen to you guys because you speak from truth. And if you had one message to say to our listeners before we go, Yana Rose, what would you say to all the listeners to tell them about the Earth and you know, to stay healthy and give them a couple pointers, say something to help them?
Well, a good way if they want to just be more in touch with nature or anything, I think a good way to do that is just, like, go out in nature, a forest, a forest, a desert, any part of nature, really true nature, you know, a meadow, anywhere, and just stand there and just try to, feel sympathy for all the animals and, just that's a good way to get started with trying to be in touch with the Earth. Just go out and stand there. Just see what you feel and all of that.
That's exactly it. That's it. Just unplug and stand in nature and see what you feel. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You could sit in a meadow and meditate, or you could sit in a forest and meditate, or you could just stand there and, look at the flowers and the animals, the crickets, the bees, whatever animals
That's
are
it.
There.
That's awesome. And Yana, okay, we're going to have to end the interview here, but I'll be talking to you and your parents again soon. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome. And Yana is 8 years old, and Yana Rose from New York, upstate New York. So thank you so much for joining us. And with us next, we have, this is the little girl I met about a month ago at the Evolver here in Nashville. Her name is Iris. She's 11, and she's homeschooled. She's been for the past 2 years now. She eats a preservative-free diet, no microwaves, no fast food. She is aware of how thought can affect the human body and each other with positive manifestation. She's had a few experiences we'll talk about with UFOs and ghosts. She has been raised to respect the earth. And as one that gets upset when someone is cutting a tree down or squashing a bug or something like that, she free flows with music. She likes the piano. She freestyles when her mother plays it, also the guitar. She has been raised TV free. That is awesome. And that happened after 9/11. They shut the TV off so they could raise their kid terror free. Very, very cool. Iris has been raised really with a really wholesome green earth lifestyle. She currently lives in a home that is only powered by solar power. They have rain barrel collections. and is totally, you know, living off the grid, and it is an awesome way to live. So with that, Iris, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Iris, how you doing?
Great.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on the show. Now, let's first talk about, what do you think about, like, the planet and the Earth and what's going on today with everything?
I don't really know.
Yeah, that's a good answer. What do you think about what humans are doing to the planet? What do you think we're doing?
They're kind of polluting it.
And how's that affecting the animals and plants?
It's hurting it.
That's right.
And they gotta learn not to do that. They gotta stop planting trees at every single town, about 100 trees.
That's a good way. What else could they do?
They could help out the animals, help out snakes, and all those things.
So they could just not pollute, which is something that everyone should be doing, is recycling and everything like that. Okay. Now, tell us about, like, what do you enjoy doing? Your mom says you like to go swimming and you like the drum circles. What do you like about the drum circles?
Oh, I love dancing at them, and I love the loud beating of the drums. It just makes me all excited.
Nice. So you really, it really resonates with you. You really feel it, those vibrations.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what do you do to help, you know, raise awareness with your mom? What type of things do you do to help people wake up and understand, you know, they need to start respecting the Earth?
I don't know.
What about, your mom said that you're going to be doing a march with her in Asheville? And that's something that's, you know, helping people spread awareness, and you recycle and stuff like that. So that's all positive stuff to help people.
Yeah.
And you also went to the recent thing, which was that it's a big thing downtown here in Asheville, which was Belle Share. And you had a little run-in with some Christians there. What happened with that?
It was really weird. They all came and they disturbed the peace. They were, like, yelling at everybody, saying, blah, blah, blah.
They were yelling at people there? What were they yelling? You remember?
All sorts of things.
And why were they yelling at people?
I don't know, to make them be Christians.
That's exactly it. So they were at Belle Share downtown yelling at people and trying to get people to, I guess, convert to Christianity. But why would someone yell at somebody? I don't get that.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah, yes it is. It's something that the religious people of the world should ask themselves, how they can be loud and yell and curse people that are walking down the street when they're trying to promote a peaceful, heart-loving religion. It just doesn't make sense.
Why can't every religion be peace with each other and be happy and just say, okay, you're that religion and we're this religion?
That's exactly it. Yeah, I wish it could be like that, and I think that coming soon things will be like that. What do you think about, like, the whole shift that's going on with these energies? Do you feel a difference with what's happening in the Earth?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
Really know.
But you definitely feel the Earth and you feel the changes that are happening.
Yeah. People are starting to help the Earth a little bit. They're starting to plant trees everywhere.
But there needs to be a lot more done, right?
Yeah. A lot.
Absolutely. Now tell us about, like, you've seen ghosts and I've experienced ghosts before. Tell us a ghost story of a time where you experienced a ghost.
What?
You have experienced a couple ghosts before, some ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Tell us one of the stories where a time you encountered a ghost. Which was your favorite story?
I don't know if I should do the headless ghost or the cow ghost.
How about the headless ghost? How's that one?
Yeah. Well, I was at this house and JC and Zach were asleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I looked at the foot of JC and Zach's bed, and they were just laying down, they were asleep. And I saw this person standing, but had no head. It just stared at me. And then what I did, I picked up a stuffed animal off my bed and threw it at the floor. It did nothing. So I picked up another stuffed animal, threw it at the ghost, and it stopped in midair and it flew back at my bed and landed on the floor beside my bed. And in the morning,
wow,
it was still there. Wait, no. Well, I kept on, like, trying to go under my blankets, and I said, it will disappear. Every ghost disappears when I close my eyes and open them again. I close them, open it, and it was still there. Every ghost always disappeared when I closed my eyes and opened them again. It was still there. Eventually, I just went under my blanket and fell asleep, like, ignoring it.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you even had the courage to pick up a stuffed animal and throw it at a ghost, because I know a lot of my friends, if they woke up in the middle of the night and saw a headless ghost, they would probably scream and run out of the room. But yet, you, as a little child, a girl, was strong enough and you had enough, you know, sense to just say, get out of here, ghost, and you threw a stuffed animal at it. So that's awesome, Iris. Good work.
You want me to tell you the cow ghost story?
Well, how about, do you have any stories of UFOs that you've seen?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a UFO story?
Yeah, I think I only have one.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, I was at another friend's house, a different one. I think it was Tommy's house. Everybody went inside and I wanted to go outside. I was in the middle of the lawn and I was in a sleeping bag. And I just went under my sleeping bag thinking of what to do. And I looked out and I saw a big thing. It was a big thing and just stayed there. It didn't move like an airplane. It was stayed there. It had bunches of lights everywhere, and it was round. And it just stayed there. And it got closer and closer, so I went under my sleeping bag and went back out and saw it was gone. No lights, no nothing.
That's awesome. That's a really so the spaceship got pretty close to you then, huh?
Yeah.
And how do you feel around those ghosts in the spaceships? Like, how does it make you feel when you see those things?
Curious.
Good answer, because you know that most of those spaceships are just our star family and friends, so it's nothing to be scared of, right?
Yeah. Can I tell you the cow ghost one? It's kind of funny.
Okay, let's hear it. Go for the cow ghost.
Well, I was just dreaming, having a weird dream that I was at my dad's house in a bedroom at the bottom of the stairs. And, well, it looked exactly like the bedroom at the bottom of the stairs at dad's house. And I was sleeping in my bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night. Well, it was still a dream, but I woke up in my dream, and the door opened, and then nothing came in, and then I started feeling something licking my cheek, and I woke up and saw a cow looking out the window, right, at the foot of my bed, and it was over me.
Wow. And how did you feel when you saw that?
Well, how I woke up, it was looking at me and looked away out the window, and then I went on in under the blanket and wanted to see what its inside looked like, and it was gone. I wanted to see if it had a tail, and it was not there.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome, Iris. We're going to have to end the interview, and thank you so much for coming on, but before we go, if you could tell our listeners one thing to help motivate them or spread some awareness, what was one thing you could tell everybody who's listening to help the Earth?
Recycle everything, and if you're going to throw away food, you can just compost it.
That's it. So recycle everything, even the food.
Yep.
Awesome. Iris, thank you so much for joining us and coming on the show. I'll talk to you and your mom soon. And
bye.
Bye, thank you. And with that, I'm going to play one more track from House Nation, and this track is called Father. And welcome back. That was the track Father from House Nation. And that was an awesome three interviews. Thank you guys, the crystalline, beautiful children, for coming on the show. And we will have more of that in the coming months. But joining me next week is David Chim, Master Toner. And after that, we have Monty and the Crystal Pod. Monty's a keeper of the Crystal Pod. The week after that, we have Beloved from Asheville, North Carolina. Then we have Richard Schulman from Asheville, North Carolina. And that week, we have the Fall Eclipse event here in Asheville, which I'm going to help Richard put together, and also with Beloved. And that's going to be an amazing, amazing event. So check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for that. And with that, light and love, Star Fam. Keep the vibe alive. The time is now. Start talking to people, and one by one, we'll awaken each other. That is how it works. And with that, I'm going to play the last track, Be Mot Plog, from Little Louis Vega. Enjoy the last track.